Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 15, 1805. At last, the Shoshone. Captains Lewis and Clark are now separated by several miles. Lewis is ahead with the Shoshone, whom he encountered 2 days ago. Clark is struggling up the Jefferson with canoes that have now become more of a burden than an asset. Lewis's encounter with the Shoshone was exciting. Lewis and his party saw an Indian man on horseback last week, but he fled before they could talk to him. They pursued him, but were unable to catch up. Continuing along the path that man had taken, on August 13, Lewis encountered 2 women, 1 man, and some dogs. As he got close, he put down his rifle and went forward with only the flag. The 2 women, and then eventually the man, fled before Lewis could reach them. Encouraged by these encounters, the small party continued along this Indian road. When they came suddenly upon 3 Indian women, Lewis instantly laid down his rifle. One of the women fled, but the other 2 remained, holding their heads as if reconciled to die. Lewis raised the elder of the 2 by her hand and presented her with some small gifts. He then asked to be taken to camp and introduced to the chiefs. The women agreed, but after a couple of miles, about 60 mounted warriors rode up at full speed. Again, Lewis laid down his rifle and advanced with only the flag. The women spoke with the warriors, and soon Lewis and his party were being warmly welcomed. Lewis ordered the pipe lit and offered it to the Indians. At camp, the men were welcomed with a special lodge and an elaborate pipe ceremony. Inquiring about the rivers to the west, Lewis was displeased with the information he received. The Indians told him that the rivers he had thought would take him to the Columbia were impassable. Lewis determined to investigate this for himself and only then to take the land route they had recommended. Today, in gathering a group of warriors to help get Captain Clark, the rest of the corps, their canoes and supplies from the Jefferson River to the Indian camp, Lewis notes a certain resistance to his request. He writes,
"Today I arose very early and hungry as a wolf. I had eaten nothing yesterday except 1 scant meal of the flour and berries, except the dried cakes of berries, which did not appear to satisfy my appetite as they appeared to do those of my Indian friends. I hurried the departure of the Indians. The chief addresses them several times before they would move. They seemed very reluctant to accompany me. I at length asked the reason, and he told me that some foolish persons among them had suggested the idea that we were in league with the Pawkees and had come on in order to decoy them into an ambuscade where their enemies were waiting to receive them. I told Kamehameha that I was sorry to find that they had put so little confidence in us, that I knew they were not acquainted with white men and therefore could forgive them. Captain Meriwether Lewis, August 15, 1805.
Tomorrow, Drewyer Kills a Deer.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.